Hello, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our News Digest unit for today.
Yep.
And we're going to be talking about something that affects most of you, I'm sure. It's the new toll collection system that began back in the new year. And this is a new way to charge people for using the freeways in Taiwan, the toll roads. And, well, what do you think? Is it a good system? Is it a bad system? We're going to talk about that today.
I don't drive. I don't have a car, but
oh, no.
You guys do.
Sure.
Has it made a difference in your life?
Not so far. Actually, it's more convenient that way if you can drive down the freeway and not have to worry about slowing down to stop and pay the toll. Although I do, sympathize for all those people who lost their jobs.
Yeah, some people lost their jobs. And also, I understand they had tried to implement a more automated system before, and there were problems with corruption.
Oh, no.
Ooh, people taking advantage of the system. We'll see what happens this time. Let's go ahead and read through our article, and then we'll be back to explain some words and talk about it.
Taiwan kicked off the new year in 2014 by making a major change to its expressway toll system. All toll booths around the island were shut down, which eliminated the need for drivers to stop and pay tolls. In its place, a new system was implemented, which charges drivers based on the distance they have traveled. Each vehicle will be tracked using an electronic device called E-Tag, which is manufactured by the company Far Eastern Electronic Toll Collection Company, FETC. Although the new system is certain to save commuters plenty of time, if it works as advertised, not everyone is sold on the idea. In 2006, a similar program called ETC was launched by the government in collaboration with FETC, and it turned out to be a disaster. Allegations of corruption and bribery plagued the entire project. Many people are worried that a similar scandal will occur with the new E-Tag system as well. Furthermore, the program's launch has had other problems. The web application that lets drivers monitor their charges didn't work well at first. The system even broke down once during peak operation hours. To make matters worse, the closure of toll booths caused many toll collectors to lose their jobs. On January 3, 2014, many collectors staged a public protest hoping to draw attention to their plight. They claimed that with their limited work skills, it would be extremely difficult for them to land new jobs. Despite the rocky start, participation in the program is quite high. There are about 6 million cars driving on Taiwan's roads, and only 300,000 of them haven't installed E-Tag. Government officials hope that any problems with the program will be smoothed out quickly, and that Taiwan's expressway toll system can get back on track.
Okay, everybody, let's take a look at our piece of news here. Taiwan is taking down its toll booths for the new year. So if you kick off the new year, it means you start it. So Taiwan kicked off the new year in 2014 by making a pretty big change. We're calling it a major change to its expressway toll system. An expressway is a special road that makes driving very quick because you don't have stop lights or stop signs, so cars can go a lot faster. There's an entrance and an exit, but you really don't have to stop, which is very convenient when you're in a hurry, especially. Toll. A toll is a fee that you pay for using something. Here it's a fee you pay for using the road. So they've got a toll system where you have to pay to use that particular road.
Indeed, pay a toll. This also is happening in the U.S. I think that the Golden Gate Bridge used to charge tolls, but now it's all automatic now.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we've got this new expressway toll system. And as a result of this new system being installed, all toll booths around the island were shut down. And that eliminated the need for drivers to stop and pay tolls. Now, a booth is just a small little building, usually designed for some small purpose. A toll booth is where you stop to pay your toll. You give them 40 NT and they give you a little ticket. And, you know, you can make a phone call from a phone booth. I don't even know if there are still phone booths around.
I see some every once in a while. But a booth has to be a contained place where you can actually step into it. Your head's protected. It's usually a glass booth.
Mm-hmm.
So those toll booth guys who used to work in those toll booths would usually sit inside, listen to a radio, and take your money.
Well, not in Taiwan. Most of them are standing all the time and dishing up change.
That's
and
hard,
giving
huh?
tickets. It seemed like it's like an easy job, but I could imagine that doing that hour after hour.
I think it would be hard, yeah.
It would be difficult standing uh-huh. all that time. So we do have to, give a kudos out to the toll workers there, even though they're all unemployed now. And if something is shut down, that means it's closed. It's mm-hmm. no longer operating. It's no longer in business. We had a grocery store up in Tianmu last year, but we shut down. We just didn't get enough business, and the rent was too high and stuff like that. That's an example. I never actually did that. But in any case here, these toll booths were shut down. They are no longer in service. And the result of that was this eliminated the need for drivers to stop and pay tolls. If you eliminate something, you completely get rid of it. You remove it. You can eliminate all sorts of things. Of course, if you're an army, what you want to do is eliminate your enemy. Or if you're a business, you want to eliminate all your competition.
I'm trying to eliminate all fried foods from my diet.
That is hard.
Yes, especially when my favorite thing to eat is Shinsuji. So it's kind of hard. Well, they've eliminated the need for people in cars to stop at the toll booths and pay tolls, which takes extra time. So instead of this system of toll booths in its place, a new system was implemented. In its place means they've substituted this new system for the old system. So what do we have now? Well, the new system that was implemented or put into effect. If you implement something, usually we use this verb to talk about putting a plan into effect or an agreement into effect. Maybe new regulations were implemented or maybe new tax laws were implemented. They've got this new system that's more automatic, and it will charge drivers based on the distance they have traveled. So they can calculate how far you've gone, and then that's the toll that you will pay. That's the fee that you will be charged. If someone charges you something, it's the amount of money that you have to pay for some service.
Right. That's how it works on the Taipei MRT. You know, you pay 20 NT for one or two stops, and then you pay more as you go farther and farther away from your destination.
Same on buses, yeah.
Indeed. Although the New York City subway system, I believe, just charges one fee no matter where you go.
They do.
But here in Taiwan, of course, well, the old system was you paid 40 NT each time you came to a toll booth, which basically is based on your distance. But here, if you have this e-tag, it does the same thing. It charges based on the distance that you have traveled, based on that. So it's a foundation for how to charge people. And so if you drive from Taipei to Kaohsiung, you're going to pay more than if you were to drive from Taipei to Geelong, for example. Well, each vehicle will be tracked using an electronic device called e-tag. And that is manufactured by the company, which is called Far Eastern Electronic Toll Collection Company, or FETC for short. So it's an electronic device which can describe all sorts of things, a laptop computer, your iPad, your smartphone. Those are all examples of electronic devices. And I guess you install this e-tag in your car somewhere. We don't have one yet, but I think we better get one.
Yeah, I think you should too. Well, this particular e-tag is manufactured by the company that we talked about, FETC. If you manufacture something, you make something. But usually we're talking about making goods or articles on a large scale, so you're producing a large amount. And oftentimes when we manufacture, we use very large pieces of machinery to manufacture. We usually manufacture in something called a factory.
Mm-hmm. A factory, right. A plant, sometimes it's called, uh-huh. Mostly it's a factory. So, again, they are manufactured by this company, and hopefully there will be no corruption and stuff like that involving these devices. Hopefully it will be as smooth as silk. Although the new system is certain to save commuters plenty of time, if it works as advertised, not everyone is sold on the idea.
Ooh.
So if you're a commuter, that means you're a person who is driving from point A to point B. Usually you're going to work or you're going to school, but mostly it talks about people driving to and from work. And you can commute as the verb. I commute to Geelong to work every day, for example. But here, a commuter is a person who does that, and it saves them lots of time, plenty of time, mm-hmm. which makes sense. I remember driving from Taipei down to Kaohsiung. Boy, it's a real pain, a real hassle when you have to slow down every 20 kilometers or so to look for some change and slow down and stop and pass the money to this person and stuff like that. I'd rather just keep on driving and put it in cruise control.
Much more convenient. Well, when you advertise, you let people know about something, you draw attention to some sort of product you're making or some sort of service you're offering. Here it says that it's certain to save commuters plenty of time if it works as advertised, if it does what they say it will do. Hopefully that's what will happen, but not everyone is sold on the idea. To use this phrase, to be sold on something means you're convinced that something someone's telling you is the case, that it's going to work. Yeah, I'm not really sold on that idea. I don't really think it's going to work. So if you are sold on something, you really support it. You think, yeah, that sounds great. I fully intend to use the e-tag system because I think it's going to work. But not everyone thinks it's going to.
And we're going to continue talking about the e-tag system in just a couple of minutes, but right now we're going to take a time out and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要看的 News Digest 跟前一阵子吵得沸沸扬扬的 e-tag 是有关的。首先我们来看到在第一段的第二个句子提到 All toll booths around the island were shut down, which eliminated the need for drivers to stop and pay tolls. 在这里提到的 toll 呢，当作是名词，解释成为通行费的征收处，或者是通行费。所以在句子的尾端讲到了 pay tolls， 指的就是指付通行费。所以因为有这样的 e-tag 的系统发生，所以全台所有的收费站都被关闭。而这样子的情形呢，我们打上逗号 which， 则这里的 which 代替前面句子所陈述的内容。这些收费站被关闭，所有的驾驶人就不再需要停车付费了。 which 后面的动词 eliminate 代表着就是排除跟消灭的意思。我们常说要消灭贫困的问题，你就可以说 to eliminate poverty。而这样的行为，我们接着来看下一句 In its place, a new system was implemented, which charges drivers based on the distance they have traveled. 取而代之的呢，当然是新系统的实施。同样的，我们在这个句子的后面也打上了逗号 which 跟前面的这个逗号 which 是一样的意思，都是代表前面句子的内容。因着新系统的实施，这样一来呢，这些驾驶人的收费就根据他所行驶的距离了。第三个句子也是有逗号 which， 那么它的用法就不太一样咯。第三个句子提到 Each vehicle will be tracked using an electronic device called e-tag, which is manufactured by the company Far Eastern Electronic Toll Collection Company, FETC. 所以这样一来，每辆车都将由这个称为 e-tag 的电子装置来追踪。那么这样的电子装置英文就称之为 electronic device， 而这样子的装置我们需要补充说明一下，所以在这里打了逗号 which is manufactured， 是由这一家称为远通电子收费公司所制造的。在这三个句子当中都出现了逗号 which， 前面的用法跟后面的用法不太一样，请同学要特别注意一下。而呢，这三个句子当中，刚刚我们提到了一个动词 implement， 其实就是有履行跟实施的意思。 举个例子来说，实施改革的努力遭到了强烈的反对，英文就可以说 Attempts to implement change have met with strong opposition。而接下来第二段，等一下我们就要来看看在这个系统实施到底是不是非常的顺利。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
I got a good idea, Stephanie. Let's continue with our lesson, okay? Now, where we left off, we were talking about ETAG and its predecessor, the ETC system, which, as you know, has kind of had some problems, and it was launched by the government in collaboration with FETC. If something's launched, it's a project that has begun. You can launch a rocket. You can launch an advertising campaign, etc. And so ETC, I guess electronic toll collection, that was launched by the government some time ago. I can't remember who the president was when that came out, but it was working together, the government working together with this company, FETC. So they were in collaboration. If you're in collaboration, again, you are collaborating with somebody. You're working together with somebody to accomplish some kind of goal.
I think it must have been Appian because it was 2006.
Okay, that sounds
right.
And
he was president at that point. Well, it was launched by the government, and they work together, as Tom said. If you're working together with someone, you're collaborating. This is the noun form of the verb, to collaborate. They worked together with FETC, but it turned out to be a disaster.
Ooh.
Not good, so it wasn't successful. Here it says, allegations of corruption and bribery plagued the entire project. An allegation is when someone accuses someone of doing something wrong, but they don't have any proof, perhaps. So this is interesting because this is the noun form of the verb allege. Notice it's pronounced very differently. The verb has a soft J sound, allege, but the allegation uses the hard G. So people were saying, hey, there's some corruption going on. Stop that. Corruption is when you've got dishonest people in power who are usually typically accepting money in exchange for favors, and that's what bribery is. So if you bribe a politician, that politician is involved in acts of corruption. So they trust, we all trust our politicians in government to do the right thing, to be honest, but sometimes some dishonesty does go on.
It does happen. The government of Mexico, for example, is oftentimes corrupt.
Yes.
They take bribes and stuff like that, so you better watch yourself if you're down in Mexico, going down there for some tacos or some Doritos or whatever. But, hey, they have these accusations or allegations of corruption and also bribery.
Yeah.
Which was, hey, you know, here, if I give you, you know, I contribute, you know, $1 or $2 million NT dollars to your campaign, maybe you can maybe change this law here so we can build a new shopping complex outside of Jai or something like that. So that's bribery. You offer money to government officials so they'll do something for you. That's a kind of corruption.
It says here that it plagued the entire project. Typically, we'll use plague as a noun. It's when there's a really contagious disease that has spread very quickly among people. But can it also mean that it's something that really damages or harms something because things aren't going well? So bribery plagued or corrupted the entire project. Well, many people are worried that a similar scandal is going to occur with this new ETAG system as well. A scandal, again, is when something happens that's kind of shocking, kind of horrible. People are doing either something that's dishonest or immoral. You might have a scandal in your school if you find out a teacher is dating one of the students.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. A lot of scandals happen in government, typically in most countries around the world. We have scandals everywhere. It's when people are involved with doing something either legally or morally wrong, and the public is really angry about it.
Yeah, like years ago, it happens quite a bit, but sometimes legislators have dual citizenship when they're not supposed to. That's a big scandal, and if they find out about it, then they'll get kicked out of office, and nobody will vote for them ever again. It's a big scandal. And yes, indeed, people are worried, hey, there might be another scandal with this new e-tag system. And furthermore, in addition to that, also, the program's launch has had other problems. So besides potential scandal and potential corruption, there are other problems here. First of all, we've got the web application. That could be the application or the app that you use on your phone or that you use to access this website on your PC. This application is supposed to let drivers monitor their charges, but it did not work well at first.
Oh.
So if you want to know how much you're supposed to pay, you go on this website, I guess you enter your license number, and then this application is supposed to tell you how much you paid for your recent business trip down to Taichung or something, how much you're supposed to pay when you drove on freeway number 3 or whatever to go down to Taichung to do some business. So, yes, it's supposed to monitor your charges. A charge, of course, is the amount of money that a company wants you to pay for goods or services.
Yeah, so it wasn't really working well at first, which is frustrating, I'm sure. The system even broke down. This is the past tense of the verb phrase, break down. If something breaks down, it stops working the way you want it to. So the system broke down once during peak operation hours.
Uh-oh.
We could also say that's rush hour. If something's at peak operation, it's when it's its busiest time. And to make matters worse, on top of that, here's something even worse. The closure of toll booths caused many toll collectors to lose their jobs.
Oh, no.
Oh, we hate that. We hate that people had to lose their jobs. So they were unemployed after that. So I know they were protesting because they weren't happy, and I don't blame them. Because sometimes it's very hard to find a new job after you've been laid off or fired.
Yeah, tell me about your qualifications. What kind of job experience do you have? Well, I used to collect tolls on the freeway. Well, sorry, that's nice, but it's not enough. We need somebody who's got like a, you know, a master's degree or something like that. So, yes, this makes matters worse. It's gone from bad to worse. The closure of those toll booths caused those collectors to lose their jobs. Closure just means when something is closed, mm-hmm. The closure of the toll booths. And on January 3rd, just after the new year started in 2014, this year, many collectors, toll booth workers, they staged a public protest. If you stage something, here it's being used as a verb, that means you organize it and you carry it through. Usually to stage a production, for example, to stage a musical. In this case, they staged a public protest. They all got together and carried signs and chanted slogans in front of some government buildings.
They wanted to draw attention, get people to pay attention to their plight. Plight here is a noun. It just means a really difficult situation. It could be actually dangerous, but it's really unfortunate. A lot of children, unfortunately, are living in poverty. So we talk about the plight of children living in poverty, not having enough money for food and clothes. Well, here they were saying, look at our horrible situation. This can't happen. Well, they claimed or they said that with their limited work skills, and like Tom mentioned, they really didn't have enough work skills to get other jobs, that it would be really difficult for them to land new jobs. Land means to get something successfully. You might land a new job, land a new sales contract with a client, or land a gig if you're performing in public. Well, despite the rocky start, rocky means having lots of problems. It didn't go smoothly. It was really rough.
Mm-hmm. And participation in the program is quite high. So even though it got off to a rough start, people are participating in it. Participation just means that people are taking part in something.
Uh-huh.
Class participation is a big factor in university classes, so raise your hand and offer your opinions if you study in the U.S. There are about 6 million cars driving on Taiwan's roads. That's a lot. And only 300,000 of them haven't installed e-tag. And our car is one of them, unfortunately. I'm very ashamed of that.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, we haven't installed the e-tag thing.
Uh-oh.
Although we don't drive down south too often, we should more often. But in any case, government officials hope that any problems with the program will be smoothed out. If something's smoothed out, it's made smooth. It's not so rough as it was in the beginning. They want it to be smoothed out quickly, and Taiwan's expressway toll system can get back on track. It can return to its original, wonderfully efficient state.
If you get off track, you do something wrong, and you're not going down the path that you intended to, maybe you're having some problem. If you get back on track, you're doing what you need to be successful. We hope this works out, actually.
We certainly do, yeah. And I'm wondering if the elimination of those toll booths has made it possible to get down south or get back up north faster. I wonder how much time you're saving by eliminating all those toll booths.
Good question.
Would be interesting to know, but
yeah.
We can't answer that question for you today. But to somebody who can answer maybe some English questions you have is our Chinese teacher. Please listen carefully.
在 ETAG 正式上路之前，事实上在2006年也有一个称之为 ETC 的类似计划。所以在第二段的第二句就提到 ,In 2006, a similar program called ETC was launched by the government in collaboration with FETC, and it turned out to be a disaster. 这项 ETC 的计划呢，也是跟 FETC 合作来推行的。在英文里面，与什么合作，我们就可以使用片语 in collaboration with， 但是 it turned out to be a disaster， 结果呢，却是一场大灾难。那么常常我们说结果会是怎么样，英文就可以说 it turned out to be， 再加上名词咯。后面再继续提到 allegations of corruption and bribery plagued the entire project， 正是因为贪污跟贿赂的指控呢，就让整个计划都拖垮了。 allegation 当作名词解释成为是指责或者是指控，像是想要指控某人，我们就可以说 to make allegations about或者是 against somebody， 而要否认人家对你的指控，则是可以用动词 to deny allegations。而呢，这整个的系统正是因为这样的指控而拖垮了。后面再讲到了 ETAG 的系统，首先提到了 The system even broke down once during peak operation hours。 这个 ETAG 的系统呢，曾经还在尖峰运行的时段整个呢宕机失灵。更糟的是，后面还提到了 On January 3rd, 2014, many collectors staged a public protest, hoping to draw attention to their plight. 这些因为关闭的收费站失业的收费员呢，就举行了公开的抗议，希望大家能够注意到他们的困境。在这里的 plight 当作名词，就解释成为困境跟苦境。不管怎么说，我们希望这些问题可以很快的解决。所以我们看到最后一段的最后一句提到 ，Government officials hope that any problems with the program will be smoothed out quickly, and that Taiwan's expressway toll system can get back on track。政府官员希望呢，这些问题可以尽速的解决，而台湾的高速公路收费系统也可以尽快的回归正轨。在这里，英文我们讲到恢复常态，就可以说 get back on track。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Keep your eye on the news. We want to see if this new toll system is really going to work out successfully. We hope it will. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.